Okay, so we have knitted now the 4 centimeters and we are ready to purl one row. I'll show you how to do that. I put on a stitch marker so that I always know where the beginning of the round. Okay, when I purl, I put the yarn in front of the needle like this. But I go underneath like this, pick it up, and pull it back out. And then I push it out like that. I keep the yarn in front of the needle, go underneath like that, around like that, pull it through the stitch, and push it away again. Yarn is in front of the needle. Over and through and push it off. Okay, this is how you can purl all the way around, but I'm going to show you a way to cheat, because this is a hat and we can do this in an easier way. I wouldn't have done this if I was knitting a sweater, then I would just continue and purl around. But because this is a hat, I'm going to show you a different way of doing it. Nobody will be able to see any difference. I turn the knitting so that I actually knit on the back. So what I do is, I forgot one thing. I have to purl one stitch and then I turn everything. And then I skip the stitch that I did purl. And then I do like this. Just lift it over. I do this to avoid making any holes. And then I just knit. I just knit straight knitting all the way around. Because it will still look like purling on the front. 2 seconds and I'll show you. Okay, now when we take a look at the front side, it looks exactly like purling, because that's what you get if you knit from the back side. And when you're knitting in the round and doing stockinette stitching, it will look like this. And for me, it's a lot faster and my tension is better when I knit than when I purl. So if I do this, I won't get any tight tension or anything. I'll just get a very nice edge that I can fold. So you choose your way to do this. This is just like a cheating tip from me, that you can do it like that. And when you get to the end, you just make sure that you tighten it a bit so that you don't get a hold here. And if you do get it, remember that we're gonna stitch this on the underside of the hat. So when you do that, you can just fix the little hold, if there is any. Okay, so purl the purl like the pattern says, or cheat like I say, and just turn everything around and knit. Okay, your choice.